Agotavach to everybody. The beautiful Divrei Yisrael from the first Majid's Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael of Majid's. On the Pasuk Vayar Yisrael as a Yad HaGdayla. And Vayaminu Bahashem. So I'm going to start, there's a little dot there. We're going to say this is a beautiful, beautiful Ha'ara that should keep us through our lives, through every day. And someone believes, a person believes that there's no such thing as a coincidence. But everything is from divine providence, special hashkacha pratis from shamayim. Everything that happens, even the slightest movement, even the footsteps that he has is counted with hashkacha. His 10,000 steps and his way of wherever he goes and is all hashkacha pratis. We say every day b'shem o malchus, saying baruch ata Hashem elikeinu melech ha'olam, birchas ha'meichin mitzadei gover, that he prepares the footsteps of a person. V'tzarech lahamin b'zeh ma'od, you have to believe in this very, very much. Ma'od shelo yechalila bracha levatala, otherwise it's a bracha levatala. Azay de amuna zu, and by believing this, that everything is divine providence, Hashem is watching over you. Everything is under His protection, in His surveillance. He is with you always. Nitzel mimara shchayra, it saves you from downness, va'agmas nefesh, or pain. If things don't happen exactly the way he would want it or the way he thinks it would be good for him. Because when he realizes that a person, everything is done not through what a person necessarily wants, all from Hashem, and to add the point that Hashem wants and loves you even more than you love yourself, and he knows what's better, best for you, even beyond what you can believe what's best for yourself. You won't get angry, you won't get upset, you won't think negatively about Hashem. Like we see by Avraham Avinu, it says that before the Akedah was said, ki b'yitzak yikar l'chazara, that he'll have Yitzhak, and then Hashem commanded him to bring up to Oila, and Avraham did not have any sveikas. Rak hemen, he believed, she'esmal hayu retzayin abayis barakach, Hashem wanted this from me yesterday, v'ayoyim kach, and today he wants this avayda from me, v'lehir klal. Kahu ikur ha'emuna. That is the ikur of emuna. Lizar melahar chalila shum davar shu b'mikra v'zdaminata b'mahar. Now, we human beings, sometimes we can get into a painful situation, and we need to talk it over or ask advice. You know, we don't judge people, but this is all we're talking about ourselves, the avodah of ourselves, that we have to really work on this emuna and betach and recognizing everything comes from Hashem. Say another beautiful paragraph here. K'moikim binyanei avoida. Ba'avoida, to do avoida Hashem. Ha'ikr ho'emuna. The ikr is emuna lahamin, to believe. Shekola avdus v'talmud Torah or ma'isim tovim with tshuva. Everything. Avoida Hashem, you're learning, your ma'isim tovim, your tshuva. Even your tshuva. Hakol hu be'ezer ha'boirei yisbar shemai. Is all with the help of Hashem. Or be'lodai, without Hashem's help. Lo yevshel ha'askel, you can't even begin to start. That's a tremendous yisoy, that even though hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim, that everything is in the hands of heaven except for yira shamayim, which is in your bechira, but even that, you recognize and you need that that also comes, even your shamayim comes with a certain siyat d'shmaya, that Hashem helps you get to that point. Like it says in the Rav HaMagid from Kozhnitz, Al Apostek, he says, this is the Rabbi Yisrael of Kozhnitz, the Magid of Kozhnitz. Ki mimcha hakoil, David HaMelech said that from you is everything. Umiyadcha, and from your hands, nosanu loch, I am giving you. So it's a double lashon. And also, it's unusual, it's from your hands I'm giving you, David HaMelech saying. The tzedakah that I'm giving you, or carbon that I'm giving you, is coming from you. Ratzalayim afila hayediya zu sheyoidim. And he says a pshat like this, that even the idea that you know ki mimcha hakoil, this knowledge that everything comes from you, gam zeh miyotcha nasan elecha b'koyche v'zas yisbarach, you give us that gift too. By this emuna, he won't become arrogant when he has avodas Hashem, when he reaches levels, because he's humble, recognizing that even those ha'aris, even those, that recognition, even that ability to learn and do the mitzvahs and the ma'isim tovim, comes from you, Hashem. Ki kivan she'maimen she'ein zeh mikoychai. When you maimen that it's not your own koyach, rak hakol ma'shenoysen le'men ha'shamayim. So that's a very, very important and very comforting insight. The idea of having emunah in recognizing everything is from Hashem. And even Yavodas Hashem is from Hashem. And you thank Hashem. And you hope to Hashem always. In the next line, he goes through different things here. But he says a beautiful deher. It says, Vayiminu b'Hashem is gematria mikvah. Because it purifies you. This idea of having emunah b'Hashem. And talking about a emunah, and talking about a betachin, and it helps in all areas of life. Just to end off to be Messiah, that it there's so many aspects of avodas Hashem. Betachin is something that is the essence of everything. Habakkuk was miyusedit al on one thing. Betzadik b'munasa yichya. That is our whole life. And we need to work on it. We need to grow. We need to be mechazik each other with it. To give each other chizik in emunah and betachin, be mechazik each other, recognizing, that creates a special bond between Jews also when they talk about Hashem together, about his chesed, about hakaras hatayiv, about whatever struggles in emunah a person has and working through it and trying to see hashgacha pratis and recognize hashgacha pratis and not give up. The key is really never to give up and never to get discouraged. He doesn't talk about it in this particular piece. But this is the idea of part of emunah is not to give up hope. Hashem is there. Hashem cares for you. Hashem is listening to every word you say. And you grow. It is hard work. It is someone really, you can learn all the svarim you want, but then you have to bring it into your life with the real life situations that come up. And that's not easy. That is hard work. It does take hard work. But you work on it. You constantly trust Hashem. You believe in Him. And sometimes you don't understand things, and you just have to suspend your seichel and say, "I don't understand, but I trust You. I rely on You. Please help me." Hameichim mitzadei gavur. You say that with kavana. I'm maimin that everything we do, every footstep we take, and everything that happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May that amunah bring us to a special light, to a special hope, to a special bracha. It's Tu B'Shvat coming up, which means that there is a certain warmth already. The sraf, the sap of the tree is going in. There's a warmness. Even though it's cold outside, you don't see anything. But that chamimus is starting to come into a person's life. That warmth. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us feel it and to be mamshach us further in our avodas HaKadosh in doing the best we can. You should all be gebenched and have a bracha v'atzlocha and a gezuntavach.